General Manager Stuart Ash says they've invested in new snowmaking equipment and a $300,000 snowcat. Even with the warm temperatures and the lack of natural snow at the facility, they have about 3K of machine-made, groomed cross-country trails. They're hoping it holds until March 6 when the Junior Nationals are scheduled. They've turned the basement of the lodge into a full Nordic ski shop with rentals, instructors, coaches, gear, and tickets. They've expanded the youth program to include biathlon training, and they're planning a World Cup event in 2019. Ash says they're doing things now in anticipation of a future Olympic Games returning to Soldier Hollow.
At the end of the day, what this is all about, anything on the tubing hill, you understand our business model here at the foundation. Everything that we make on public activities goes to support our youth programs, and we're really stepping up the plate there. We've added biathlon to it. Zach Hall was on the national biathlon team for years, and he's been brought in to bring that program up to spec. We're very excited. We got awarded a World Cup biathlon for next February, and it's a big deal in the Nordic world. Biathlon world, and kind of put Soldier Hollow back on the international map.
Revenue from the tubing hill is critical to the operation of the Nordic program. They've added amenities like more tubing lanes and faster transport to the top of the hill.
We invested in a magic carpet type of lift rather than our old lifts that drug you up the hill and broke down every 10 minutes. We have a beautiful new magic carpet that whisks you up to the top of the hill. And we bought some implements this year that we're able to kind of create some different types of lanes. So we have a mixture of different kinds of lanes, single lanes, family lanes. The man-made snow actually holds up really well in these warm conditions. All of our natural snow everywhere melted away. But we lay in a big, big, thick layer of snow for the tubing hills.
Ash says they need Olympic Legacy funding to keep up with infrastructure maintenance. It's critical to attract big events like the World Cup biathlon.
If Soldier Hollow, you know, was right after the games, they were part of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. And after a couple of years, Soldier Hollow went back to the state. It was run by the Soldier Hollow Legacy Foundation, a separate foundation that basically was the concessionaire to the state parks to keep running this. And that's how they survived. Howard Peterson created Tubing Hill. That's what kept them alive all these years. But even though they were breaking even, they weren't able to keep up with the maintenance. And that's where, as a foundation, we were able to come in and bring some more resources, replace an aging snowcat, having snow guns refurbished, buying some new snow guns, those kind of things, which in the past they never could do. So, you know, even though they were breaking even, they really weren't, because they weren't keeping up with deferred maintenance.
Tubing is open every day with prices ranging from $12 to $24. Reservations are recommended for weekends. Go to UtahOlympicLegacy.org for information about the Soldier Hollow Nordic Center. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.